Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Bruce?
Yes.
Hi, Bruce. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Doing okay, thank you.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Friday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell I'm excited for the weekend?
Yeah. Well, you just have to excuse me. I'm eating.
Oh, that's nice. Well, you just let me know because I know better than to become, you know, between a man and his food.
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you because I know that you were speaking with Tara and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
No, pretty much just pricing. Like I was telling the other associate, you know, I had a web page that was designed for me about a year ago and put up. But then, like last month, which I didn't know, you know, but apparently your websites have to be ADA compliant. I had no idea about that. So they took it, they took my website down and they owned the domain. So, and you know, I got no prior notification that was going to happen or nothing. It just, boom, happened, you know.
I'm so sorry to hear that. That's horrible. They should have given you a forewarning or a deadline to fix it or, you know what I mean? That's terrible that they did that to you. But don't worry, we can fix that. We build Google compliant sites here, and if they need to be ADA compliant, then we'll follow the ADA guidelines in getting it set up. Typically, they charge a little bit extra for the sites, but since that happened to you, I'll see if they'll allow me to include a site for you at no additional cost, because my thought is that it is 2024, and you're probably going to need a site anyway, you know? So the main benefit for all of this is not in a website. It's in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of.
So what does that mean, the position? What does that mean, the position? What position?
What that means is if you type in home improvement, flooring, painting, anything specifically that you want into Google, there's only 20 companies at a time that can fit on the first page, right? So we'll optimize your business to show on the first page of the search results out of thousands and thousands of companies. Now, it would make no sense for us to work with you and then to work with a competing company, because that would be like me and my husband going to an auction and bidding on the same item, right? It would be counterproductive. So we only work with one company per category per area to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So once we fill the position, which we are doing today, we're going to block out the entire category and we can't work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, but let me ask you a question. How many companies are there that like yours that do the same thing?
Great question. There's tens of thousands of companies out there that will claim to do search engine optimization, but they're not all apples to apples. Some of them are two guys in a basement that get together and decide to do programming. Some of them are a company that's outsourcing calls to India or the Philippines, where if you have a problem, it's impossible to get a hold of them. So one thing that sets us apart is there's only seven companies in the entire nation that has an elite status with Google known as a premier partnership, and we happen to be one of them. And what that means is that Google hand-selected us based on our performance, and they have a support staff on site for us. So anytime you work with a premier partner, you're going to have that extra support staff available for your business. You know, and the nice thing about this, Bruce, is it's so affordable, too, because everything set at just a flat rate month to month of $299. The program comes just $299 flat month to month. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only, so the initial investment would be $398. And what that will include for you is not only the first page listing on Google and Bing, but also will program you into all of the popular directories in your area, as well as the mobile platform. So, for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah,
that's everybody does. Yeah, and a lot of people don't realize this, Bruce, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program you into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that will be a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on. Okay? Now,
let me ask you a question. I had a friend of mine, he said he had the Google page, you know, like shows where he's at. And I don't know if you have any protection against this, but somebody sent him like an address at a house. It was an actual address. I mean, we went and saw the house and said it needed to be painted, blah, blah, blah. You know, it had a lockbox on it, so no one was living there. So it was being listed or something. Turned out it was a big old scam. That somebody, you know, like, I would say, look at this person, he's a Google thing. And then what he did, like, gave a quote to paint the house based on some real inaccurate information as far as I was concerned. Anyway, so.
Okay.
That's that, I bet, like, about $6,000, right? He said, we're gonna mail you a check. We're gonna mail you a check. Send me a check for $14,000. I took it to the bank. The bank said, the check ain't no good. You know, they said people are out there that'll do stuff like that just to get access to some bank account, blah, blah, blah. And they just wreak all kind of havoc.
Yeah. So what I would suggest is, because I've heard of scams like that before, is to maybe just not accept checks from clients like that. You know, if there's something telling you in your mind that it's a bogus thing, or, you know, there's a red flag there, just tell them, like, look, you're going to have to pay me cash up front, or you're going to have to do a debit or a credit card. You know, you can get one of those readers through the Square app and, you know, have them pay you up front, because what they were trying to do obviously was very fishy, you know. And the reason I think they were overpaying you is they were hoping that you'd say, oh, you sent me $14,000 and I only bid $6,000, so I'll send you the rest back, right? So that's how they're scamming people. I've heard of that before. So just use your good intuition with anything, and, you know, maybe if it's something like that, just, you know, try to make sure that they're valid, you know, before, or get some identification from them. Say, okay, you sent me a property that you want me to give a quote on, but I need you to send me what your relationship to the property is, and some type of documentation that you're authorized to hire me for that, you know. Because anybody could, you know, send a property address and say, I need a bid for a painter. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So one thing that we offer to help with scam calls is a tracking number. So let's say that you wanted, you know, to eliminate some of the scam callers. We would purchase a brand new 918 area code number. When people call it, it forwards over to your number. And there's a press 1, press 2 greeting on it. So, for instance, you know, if you're a new customer, press 1. If you're an existing customer, press 2. Both options would ring over to you, but some of the spam calls are computer-generated. So if it's a computer-generated spam call, those would fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person that's on the other line. So that's a feature that we can definitely enact for you. And then, do you have a business Facebook by chance, Bruce?
I do, yeah.
Okay. So the reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google also allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads. And it's very cool how it works because the search engines will track what people in your area are searching for. So if they're searching for anything that's relevant to what you offer, next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there will be an ad for you popping up. And then you're going to have a detailed tracking system, which means that you're going to be able to see not only the new clients that you've received, but you'll see which keywords they typed in to find you. You'll see if they came from Google or if they came from Facebook. If they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. That way, everything is very transparent. Okay, and you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Well, maybe, but I mean, that's a pretty hefty investment for maybe getting a job. How much activity do you have in the local area?
So let me do a query. In your area over the last 30 days, for the keywords associated with your business, there were...
Which is like flooring and painting, right? Flooring and painting.
Yep, flooring and painting. That's what I put. You can expand those keywords, by the way, and do like interior painting and residential painting. And, you know, you would be encompassing all of the keywords, including flooring and painting, including vinyl or, you know, different hardwood, different types of materials that people want to know if you could install and you can set up for them. So over the last 30 days in your area, there were 978 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So that tells me that there's a pretty solid book of business in your backyard. The problem is that Corridor Investments has a very weak internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers. And this is something that's going to...
Even when I had my web page,
yes,
you know, it was hard to come up, right? Because there's too many other stuff that buries it. Yeah, and I get the marketing. I know how that works and everything. But
absolutely. Yeah. And a web page in and of itself will never bring you a client. I've talked to businesses that have invested thousands of dollars building the most beautiful websites with all the bells and whistles on them, and then they tell me that they've never gotten one client. And the reason that happens is if a site is not compliant with the search engines, those sites never ever get ranked. So the beauty of these sites is that they're Google compliant, they're highly rankable, we put you front and center where the high traffic is taking place, and I don't want you to think that I'm saying, you know, oh, sign up with the program and you'll get 978 new clients flooding in, because that's not realistic either, but what we know is that 87% of consumers will hire off the first page. So for you as a small business, even a percentage of that is going to be life-changing for you and life-changing for your business. And the beauty of this program, Bruce, is that we're performance-based. So we don't make you sign an annual contract, which means you have the opportunity to try the program, track the jobs, track the revenue that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. If you ever discover that you're not happy and you want to cancel, no problem. All we ask is that you call us within 3 business days of your next billing. So you can cancel the program any time.
Am I in the middle of a billing cycle, or does it begin, the billing cycle begin when I sign?
So today's the 19th, right? So you would always be charged on the 19th of any month. So you can cancel at any time. Yes.
Listen, I mean, carefully, my billing cycle, my cycle begins on the 19th and rolls, right? So, and I'll be active basically on the 19th. Is that right?
No.
I mean,
if you choose to move forward, we start all the programming today, but it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. The website is easy. We'll have that up in 1 to 3 business days. The Facebook ads will launch within under 2 weeks. So I always tell people that you'll absolutely see activity within your first month. But it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. And that's because first page placement on Google industry standard is 90 days. However, we're a premier partner to Google, so we do it in as little as 30 to 45 days. And the beauty of the program is, again, you're front and center where the high revenue is generated, and you're up there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. So it's not going to, you know, matter if you get 5 jobs in a month or if you grow your business and you get 50 jobs in a month, you're still paying that same flat rate month to month, no matter what.
So this Google thing, it can connect to my Facebook account, advertising account. And then what, it'll just have like my phone number and business name and some, what else? What's it going to, if I looked on Google search, I looked for a flooring and painting company and my little red dot pops up in Noble, what else do they see? They just see the red dot and...
They'll see the red dot, your phone number will be available on a click-to-call feature, your business name will be displayed, and reviews start coming in as they become available. And then we also have the ability to put on the Google page anything that would help you with your conversion. So let's say that, you know, we create a cool logo or pictures or before and after photos. I already see some pretty solid photos on your Facebook, so we would upload those directly to your Google listing. And the reason we do that is so at first glance, rather than just seeing a little dot on Google and a phone number, people will already have a warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you because they'll have that extra content available. You see what I mean? That's part of what takes, you know, so long.
Yeah, what I mean, and that sounds a lot better than just a red dot with a phone number, you know.
Right. I think the way Tara describes it with the red dot and the phone number is just so that you can kind of identify what she's talking about in case you've done a search before. But you know there's more than just a red dot there. There's reviews. You can see if the companies have a 5-star rating or not. You can see some content. So we're going to, you know, we're very, very big on conversion. Obviously, we specialize in the exposure, you know, making you be found in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you. Google calls that a micro moment. But then we also want to make sure that once they do hire you that or see you up there, that they have that warm, comfortable feeling to actually work with you. So that's why we put all that extra content on there. And, you know, with that being said, I mean, I'm sure it's fair enough. I know $398 is a little bit of a stretch for you, but typically we charge $400 to build the sites alone. And what I would like to do is explain your situation to my director and see if they would allow me to also include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you. So I would have to send out the request, and of course I'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going for $398 out the door and include the site, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
I think that would probably do it. So, but then after the $398, what's the monthly thing? What would I have the next month?
It's just $299 flat. No matter what, month to month.
Basically, $398 today. But if you can get the other additional, like building the, what do you call it, platform or?
Yep, the website, the Google Business Profile. We're going to put all that content on the Google Business Profile, which is what people will see when they see that red dot on the map. And then we'll also get the website built for you. So let me just... I don't want to jump the gun, so I want to send out the request and even you know, make sure I can do this. And then while I'm waiting on their response, Bruce, I'm just going to verify your information. Now, if everything does go well, I'll send you a confirmation email. What's the best email address to use?
It's going to be bruce.atree, like a tree, A-T-R-E-E,
mm-hmm.
1912@gmail.com.
Okay. bruce.atree1912@gmail.com.
That's it.
Correct. Okay. And then what's your last name?
Autry, A-U-T-R-Y.
Oh, that's cool. So you found a neat way to kind of almost implement your last name in your email, huh?
Well, the little thing there goes way, way back to, you know, an old guy, he just called me that all the time. He'd go, Bruce the Tree. Anyway, it's a long thing.
It became your nickname.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's cool. I love it. Now, it's what?
I said it's stuck, you know.
It's stuck, yeah. I can absolutely tell. That's awesome. Now, for the business listing on Google, do you want it to show as Corridor Investments, LLC, Home Repairs and Remodeling, or do you just want it as Corridor Investments, LLC, or just Painting and Flooring? What do you think?
Oh, you know, I don't know. If they, you know, because it's like the way you talk, the way they, if they click on it, they're going to see Corridor Investments anyway, right?
Yes, exactly.
So you could just say like flooring and painting or something. Make it simpler.
Well, I just meant like Corridor Investments, flooring and painting, rather than home repairs and remodeling. Because if you want to focus on flooring and painting, what if somebody calls you and they want like a full-blown home remodel? You know, you might want to tell them, oh, all I do is flooring and painting. And then next minute, you know, they're not happy with that. So we'll stick with that. For now, if anything changes, let me know, but we'll do Corridor Investments, LLC, Flooring and Painting. Is that good?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, is this 903 McGuire Road 26, is this a physical address where you can receive mail?
That's where I live. That's where all my tools are at, and et cetera, et cetera.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm going to have Google send a 5-digit PIN code to this address. It will be there within 5 to 10 business days, and it's a very important part of the process. So just make sure that once you get that you get it back to me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And then give me a second because my light is blinking, so I think he's replying. So let me just see what he's saying here. Excellent. He's saying go ahead and include the site. He's given me a promo code to waive the charges. Get everything going, including the site for $398. Oh, and he said to wish you a very profitable year. I'm so glad that worked out for you, Bruce. So just give me one moment here so that I can activate this promo code so I can waive the charges on the site. And then I can secure the position using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
A debit card, I guess, yeah.
Okay. And is it your name on the card or the company name or both?
It's both.
Okay. And then any middle name for you or initial, or is it just Bruce Autry?
Well, actually, Bruce is my middle name. I go by Bruce. All my legal assets that I often write up, I write as like Marion B. Autry or Marion Bruce Autry. I frequently use my full name.
Does it say Marion Bruce or Marion B?
It says Marion Autry.
Oh, just Marion Autry. Okay. I'll put that in the notes. Is it M-A-R-I-E-N or I-A-N?
M-A-R-I-O-N.
O-N, Marion. Okay, got it. And then is the McGuire Road also the billing address?
No, it is not.
Okay, so what's the billing address?
The P.O. Box. golly, what is it? 720-505 Norman, Oklahoma, 73070.
73070. Okay.
Yes.
My daughter graduated from OU back in 2012. I love Norman, Oklahoma.
It grew on us.
Yeah, we loved it. We absolutely loved going to the, what was it called? Logan's. I think it was called Logan's. Do they still have that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. And then they had a little, what was the barbecue? She ended up working at Chewy's for a while she was in college. Is that still there? The Mexican place, Chewy?
Yeah, Chewy's still there, yeah.
Oh, how funny. Yeah, it brings up good memories. So I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay. I just hope I, you know, you sound real legitimate. Tell me it's not a scam, and I believe you.
Oh, absolutely not. I've been with this company for 12 years, Bruce, and I would not be here if it was a scam. The only reason I stick around with this company is legitimately I've seen it change the lives of business owners for the better. Because, you know, being on Google, like I said, that's where most people make their buying decisions anyway. And that's why I know that you're absolutely going to love this, because it's going to get your phone ringing, bring you some new clients. And let's say that you ever discontinued down the road and canceled, which I know that you won't because you're going to love it. But worst case scenario is you're going to have a stronger, more dominant internet presence than you have right now. Because everything that we create for you, you're always going to have that for your business, right? So at that point, you'll be fully optimized on Google and Bing. You'll be on all the popular directories in the area. You'll be accessible from the mobile platform. You know, if you ever canceled, naturally, you're not going to be on the first page because that's the service that you pay us for. But even so, you're going to have a stronger presence than you have right now. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay.
So is it a Visa?
As long as it says right now, I was just going to say just one other thing. Like I said, if I Google on my phone, like Corridor Investments, the only thing that comes up for me is like when I opened up the business through the, you know, state of Oklahoma registry, you know, blah, blah, blah. That's the only thing that comes up, period.
Exactly. And that's why I know that you're going to benefit from this so much, because you need to get on the directories. You need to get on the search engines. You need to create that strong internet presence locally, you know, because let's say that I'm new to your area and I need your service. And I happen to come across a friend or a relative or a colleague that knows you. I'm going to hire you because that's word of mouth. And that's the most, you know, dominant, advertising you can get. But if I don't have that type of a personal connection, I'm going to just type into the computer what it is that I need, and this way your company's still going to show up on top, right? Because Google, in essence, is the number one word of mouth provider out there virtually.
Okay, well, let's go.
Okay, so go ahead. Is it a Visa or MasterCard?
The Visa debit card.
Visa debit. Okay. And the card number?
4043-890-0003-6057.
Now the phone cracked up on the second set. I only heard, was it 4043 and then 89? What was the rest?
8901.
01. Okay. And then 2000.
Then 300003.
Oh, zero. Oh, so there's
60.
No two.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I must have thought that that one was a two because the phone cracked up, but I have it now.
Might want to read it back.
Okay. 4043-8901-0003-6057.
That's it.
Good. Okay, perfect. And then expiration?
0526.
Okay, and then the code?
490.
Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Bruce, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you on Monday. And they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Some of this is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Corridor Investment, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Marion Bruce Autring, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I'm going to say yes, but I really need to, is there any way that it can, like, have the name of your company instead of just some random number? Because a lot of times I don't answer random numbers.
Oh, okay. So I don't know always, because we have over 200 employees here, what the caller ID is going to show. But I can put it in the notes that if they reached out to you, that maybe they could send you a little text, you know, 5 minutes ahead of time saying, hey, Bruce, it's Local Splash. We're going to be calling you shortly. That way, when you get the call, you'll recognize it, okay? Absolutely. I understand. But I do also want to let you know that we don't expect you, when we say please be responsive to phone calls and emails, we don't expect you to, when Local Splash calls, drop everything and take the call. But if we call you to make an update or something, just get back to us within like 24 or 48 hours. That's fine, okay?
Great, because I'm going to be working. I got a job site I'm working on right now.
Exactly. That's why I said don't feel like you have to drop everything and take the call. Even if you know it's Local Splash and it's a bad time, by all means, just let them leave a message. And at the end of the day, when you have a second, maybe get back to us then, okay?
Okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, January 19th, in the non-fund amount of just $398. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I'm going to schedule the client interview for Monday, and that's going to take approximately 20, maybe 30 minutes. What works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available.
Morning.
Morning, okay. I have a 9 a.m. available. If not, the next one isn't until 1 p.m. Do you want to grab the 9 a.m.?
Take the 9 a.m., yes.
You'll take the 9 a.m. Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing right now is I'm blocking out an hour on Monday from 9 to 10 o'clock Central Time, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 9:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, since we got you special pricing that's not available to the general public and we got the website included for free, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get an email from me or a text from me right now, Bruce, that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
I did.
Okay, there's a link in there. So if you click on it, it'll say click here to accept your subscription terms. Once you click on that, that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. all you have to do is scroll all the way down to the bottom. There's two little boxes that you have to check, one to show that you're authorized on the account, one to show that you receive text messages. So you click those two boxes and then put your name in just how it is for the billing. So for your account purposes, we're always going to call you Bruce, but just because for billing it shows up as Marion Autry, just make sure to fill it out as that. And then once you hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and a password. So you don't have to worry about any of that right now. That will be provided for you on Monday after the client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, so I agree to receive SMS messages, my phone number, yeah. And then I certify I'm authorized holder and signer of the credit card. And then click here to type your name as seen above. It's really going to make me sign my name, what, with my finger?
You know, it's going to make you type it. So just use the keypad. When you click that, if you're doing it from your phone, it'll open up your keypad and you can just type in M-A-R-I-O-N. You can just type it in, and then once it's in there, you hit confirm signature, and it'll ask you for a username and password. And again, that's going to be your sign that the signature went through when it's asking you for that, and you don't have to worry about that part until Monday. My main thing is, like I said, just getting the pricing locked in.
Okay, so I can just hit done right now because it's asking me for username
yep.
and password. I can just
yep, okay.
Done.
So that's your sign. You're done. If it's asking you for that, that means it went through, okay? And then lastly, Bruce, the phone number that's on that text, that goes to our customer support. And anytime you call that number, all you have to do is hit option one, and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And if you ever want to talk to me directly, my name is Tina. I'm at that same number, but my extension is 777. So just make sure that if you want to talk to me, the minute it picks up, you just put in that 777 and then it'll ring to my desk. And then we're here Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. your time, okay?
Okay, it says invitation from an unknown sender. So I guess that's you. Local splash.
Invitation? Oh, what that is I'm sending you a reminder for the appointment on Monday at 9. So I sent you, if you accept that, it's going to remind you on Monday at 9 that you're getting a call from Local Splash. It's just a little reminder email.
So, let me see, okay.
I like to do that so that you don't forget. I know that life happens and, you know, the weekend's coming up and maybe Monday at 9, you know, you forgot all about it by then. That way, at least you'll get a little reminder. Like, I think maybe around 8 o'clock in the morning, it'll remind you, hey, Local Splash will be calling at 9. That way, you kind of have a heads up when the call comes in, okay?
Yeah, well, I'll remember. So
good.
I got it.
Okay, awesome. Okay, good. So unless you have any further questions, you're all good to go. I have a quick question for you. Is for the site, do you prefer us to pull images off of the Facebook, or do you want to send in fresh content, or do you have anything special that you'd like to promote on there that's not on your Facebook as of yet?
I've been sending content on my Facebook, so that's pretty relatively current. There's some things on there that's not on Facebook, but
okay.
You can use Facebook stuff.
Okay. Yeah, and when the site launches next week, you're not married to it right away. So let's say that, you know, 3 months from now you have some more, you know, before and after photos and you have some good content and you want to update it, you can go and update that on your dashboard. You can call us. You can email it to us. And anything that you send to us, it will automatically be updated on your site within 1 to 3 business days. And that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you're all good to go. Welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for you, Bruce. I know that you're absolutely going to love this program. So have a very successful year with it and have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Okay, so just one other thing. It'll take about 2 weeks before I can type in, what, flooring and painting, and that little red dot will pop up?
They say 30 to 45 days. However, there's a couple of things you can do that will expedite that, okay? Number one is don't miss the appointment on Monday. That's what gets the whole ball rolling, so to speak. Sometimes people schedule an appointment and then they miss it and it gets rescheduled. Naturally, things like that are going to hold the placement up, right? The second step is when you get that 5-digit PIN code in the mail from Google, make sure to get it back to us right away. We're sending it to 903 McGuire Road, number 26 in Noble, okay? And again, if you're out in the field when you get it and you don't have a second to call me, no problem. Just reply to one of our emails or one of our texts. Say, hey, the 5-digit code is this. That way we can submit it to Google and they'll allow the listing to be published. Okay? So as long as you do those two things in a timely manner, you can absolutely get results even quicker. I also sent you an email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. And what that means is that Google is going to protect you, Bruce, as a small business in the area from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So the only way you can get on the first page locally is to have an address there. So what they're going to do is if you send over on that form a picture of your work vehicle with the license plate, a copy of your business license, even if it's just an invoice with your address on it. So I think there are 7 different suggestions on that email. You don't have to send them all. Just send over whatever you can, and then that will help you to get verified quicker as well, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yep. So I think we have a good game plan. So you're all set for Monday, and you know, thank you for asking that question. And if anything comes up even after the fact, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, I enjoyed talking to you. Go Sooners, right?
All right, yeah.
Are you a big Sooners fan?
I don't usually watch a lot of college ball, but, yeah, I'm more like a
– It's such a big college town.
I like to watch New Orleans Saints. So,
that's good. Oh, how are they doing? Are they already eliminated this year, or are they still in the playoffs? I think they're not in it anymore.
They lost their wild card chance. So they didn't play that well this year anyway. But anyway,
I see. They're a good team. They're always fun to watch. Have you ever been to the stadium there in New Orleans to go watch a game live?
No, but I have plans to do so.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have to put that on your bucket list. That'll be super fun because I've never been to New Orleans, but it looks like such a party place with all the beads and the Mardi Gras, and, you know, that sounds fun. Matter of fact, I think the Super Bowl was there like 10 years ago, wasn't it? It was in New Orleans. 10 or 12 years ago?
About that.
I remember those days. So, oh, my gosh, that's awesome. Okay, well, I enjoyed talking to you, Mr. Bruce. So have a very lovely weekend coming up and have a really great rest of your day, too, okay?
Okay, thank you much.
All right, you're welcome. Okay, bye-bye.